So I was in a meeting this morning. After I came out of the meeting, was outside the building. After I got back in the building, looked at my email, I got an email from a good friend of mine who linked somebody's Facebook page. And here's a story that was on this Facebook page. A gentleman by the name of Mark Williams is telling the story. And evidently, Mark lives out in the Lawrence Township School District, and he went to a meeting yesterday. And during the meeting, the associate principal of Lawrence North High School got up in the meeting and told a story of what happened at the semi-state girls basketball game that took place down in Bedford, Indiana, which is in Lawrence County, that's south of Bloomington, on Saturday night. Now, Lawrence North lost the game 62-54, but the story that I'm about to tell you has nothing to do with the game on the field. Evidently, Lawrence North had 7 buses of fans going to Bedford. You know, and reflecting the diversity of Lawrence Township and Lawrence North. Now, Lawrence North knew ahead of time that their team was going to need support because the girls on the Lawrence North basketball team are all African American. And they're going to Bedford North Lawrence, which is not a very diverse high school. Okay, let's just tell it like it is. In fact, on the Facebook post, Mark Williams says, yes, in 2014, black people have to think about where they go in terms of their safety as it relates to their blackness. So he recounts this on his Facebook page. He says, before the game during warmups, 3 students from the Bedford North Lawrence section step out onto the floor from the student section on the end where Lawrence North is warming up. And they stepped out in, wait for it, gorilla suits. Gorilla suits. Other kids in the student section have on safari hats, animal ears, and tails. Mark Williams says, I've been called a monkey and a gorilla a few times in my life, and I knew it was not meant to speak to my ability to climb trees or impressive animal strength. I don't climb trees that well, and I don't possess brute animal strength. I knew it was an attempt to liken my being to an animal in the African jungles, the same jungles those people thought I belonged in. Ellen administrators go to Bedford administrators and ask them to tell the kids to take the gorilla suits off. Nobody from Lawrence North acts out, no fighting or anything. The administrators, teachers, and families there to help keep the students composed. The associate principal, who was telling the story in this meeting, said she was upset and the students were in a state of shock and confusion at such an ignorant display. As an educator, when your students are exposed to anything that is dangerous, your first thought is to make sure they will be safe. And that's what the Lawrence North teachers and administrators did, and the students handled it as well as they could. They cheered for the girls, traveled to the concession stands and the restroom in groups, which she said is not like them, but after that, I get it. I first want to know, and I've reached out to the superintendent of the Lawrence Township Schools trying to find out what happened. Because I want to know, where is the apology from the superintendent of the Bedford North Lawrence School District, from the principal of Bedford North Lawrence High School, and from Coach Damon Bailey of the Bedford North Lawrence girls basketball team? Where's the apology? Because you cannot tell me that that's cute to dress up, have students dress up in safari gear and 3 students dress up like a gorilla. Don't tell me, Bedford North Lawrence, that's cute. And a multiracial school drives all the way down there, and their team this year just happens to be all African American. Don't tell me you all were being cute. I don't call it cute. I call it naked racism. Then where's the ISHAA? Chris, don't they have all those commercials on TV and on the radio talking about the importance of sportspersonship? I would call it sportsmanship as girls basketball. Okay. Of sportspersonship. Didn't they go off when, who had to fight? Was it Tekken somebody? Didn't they go off when Tekken somebody had to fight? Yeah, in a heartbeat. And those weren't even the students fighting. Those were the administrators. Those were the adults. Didn't they go out as they should have? First of all, Lawrence North, those young ladies, they need to be given a medal. for keeping their cool. The fans for keeping their cool. And Damon Bailey ought to be ashamed of himself. Obviously, he learned nothing going to IU and spending 4 years with... did he spend the full 4 years with Bob Knight? Spending that time with Coach Bob Knight. Because, you know, Bob Knight would not have stood for any kind of mess like that.
Of course, it was Bedford, North Lawrence. Let me go to Marie. Hi, Marie.
Hey, Amos. How are you today?
I'm fine.
Well, I have a comment. It's just about the blatant racism that we have in this state. About 12 years ago, I was a cheerleader at Arlington High School, and the boys' basketball team and cheerleaders and a couple other buses had to go to Martinsville for a game, and they literally, the fans literally threw trash at us and called us the N-word. And we never received an apology from the Martinsville school system.
How many years ago? How many years ago was that?
This was in 2000, so it was about 14 years ago. I graduated in 2002, but it was a while ago. And it's funny because a group of my friends and I were talking about it on Facebook. How there's certain counties and cities in Indiana that you, that as a black woman or man, you should not go there at night. And Martinsville and obviously Bedford, North Lawrence is are one of them.
I just pulled up the diversity of Bedford North Lawrence High School. Now, this is not from this school year. This is from the previous school year, 2012-2013. Total of 1,631 students at Bedford North Lawrence. 1,534, 94.1% are white non-Hispanic. Hispanics are 18. Boy, that's a lot. 18 Hispanic students, 1.1%. Let's see. Seven Asian students, 0.4%. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness, Marie. 8 black students. Uno, dos, tres, wow. Cuatro, oco. 8 black students, 0.5%.
And I can't imagine what they are going through in that school system. You know, like you think it's 8 of them.
8 of them.
And eight black families, or they may all be from
the same family.
The same family. And that is very scary, and it's very sad that in this day and age, racism is still prevalent, not only in our state, but in our country. Well, like, it just is what it is. And the black community, we just have to deal with it.
Here's another surprise. 20 students at Bedford North Lawrence High School say they're American Indians. That's 1.2%. And then 44 students classify themselves as multiracial. 2.7%. So there may be more students of color that look like you or me. The parents classify them as multiracial, or they're in a mixed household, or they could be adopted and living down there. But what kind of message does that say to the Native American students, to the Hispanic students, to the multiracial students, that you had 3 of their colleagues dressed up like gorillas towards Lawrence North? Because here's the deal. Lawrence North's mascot is Wildcats, so that doesn't even match a gorilla, a jungle motif. Because Wildcats aren't in the jungle. They're in, like, forests and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, they must not have learned a lot of natural history at Bedford North Lawrence.
No, it was intentional, blatant racism. The parent, whoever orchestrated it, knew what they were doing. And so, I mean, we can't act like... We can't just gloss over it and say, well, maybe they didn't mean it or it was just a joke. No, they intentionally did that. It's not a joke, and the students need to be held accountable, and so does the school system.
If there's anybody listening that attended, they got on the bus and attended that game down in Bedford, North Lawrence this past Saturday, the Sammy State game, I'd like to hear, you know, from you about your experiences. I appreciate it, Marie. 239-1310. Let me go quickly to Brother Kareem. Hi there.
Yeah, how you doing, Amy?
I'm fine.
Yeah, that's a sad situation in this day and time, but it's like they said, racism is a system that try to demean other people and raise other people, with false ego. It's sad that they did what they did, and they should be held accountable for it. But you know, it's a movie, a long time ago, I've seen this movie when, this guy, they stole this dude's horses. and the guy went and got his horses back. And in the process, a lot of things jumped off. And the judge understood what went down, so he got the bands, his horses, and everything, and incriminated the guy that stole it. But he still had to take the man's life because the moves that he made caused insurrection, and people died. Now, with the three gorillas, and in the location that they were at, and with the kids coming from this one school, predominantly so-called black students, they created an environment that somebody could have got hurt. And I feel that if at law, if anybody that's astute enough and intelligent enough to see that, need to bring federal charges up against that school system, because that's what they did. And now, as for our children who acted with intelligence, that speaks to that this community have been talking. We have been expressing ourselves and trying to keep the low ground and try to be more intelligent than those who act foolish. So I'm proud of those students myself, just like you say. I'm really proud of them.
The other thing that those Bedford North Lawrence fans did not realize when they saw the girls basketball team from Lawrence North and assumed that Lawrence North was all one particular race. I'm just looking now at the diversity of Lawrence North High School from the last school year. You're not going to believe how Rainbow Coalition Lawrence North is. Lawrence North, white students are 41.8%. They got 2,300 students at Lawrence North. 41.8% are white. 12.7% are Hispanic. 1.6% are Asian. African American, 37.9%. Multiracial, 5.9%. You talk about a Rainbow Coalition.
Yep, that's true.
I mean,
they need
to
answer for that.
And so those fans that went down there were not all black. They represented that school.
Right.
And
I
how
am I? Yeah.
All right.
But I called you to, I do want our community to understand that we are going into the spring season.
Yeah.
And it's hot out here, Amos. And I mean, hot in our community, meaning it's a bloodshed and things is going on. That we're gonna have to do something about it, and the chief of police is right about that. Martin Luther Center down there on 40th and Boulevard, I think somewhere down in that area, where they close it or shut it down for whatever reason.
Yeah.
But Amos, I want to suggest something to our community and the community leaders. When we have community centers and parks that are very important to keep open for our youth in the summertime, that before they can shut these things down and cause the problems that it causes when children don't have a place to vent and go and do what they got to do to just keep their mind off of mischief, that there should be a community coalition to sit on a sure enough board with some teeth that asks them why they want to shut these things down, see what the budget is, see who's running it, and see who's trying to get it shut down. Because every time we look around, Amos, it's our children. I keep saying this decade after decade. Our children basically is the ones that really feel the hardship of it. Now you got the poor whites and the Hispanics that's around that's going through it also.
Right.
But our children is showing up going through it, and we need every center open. We need every park open with the pools and stuff. We need all that this year. We need this society to stop being selfish. We need the corporate community to stop being selfish. We need that Chamber of Commerce to do its job.
We need
the legal systems to do their job.
I agree with you, my brother. I appreciate it. Let me go to Anonymous at 239-1310. Then we'll take a break. Hi, Anonymous.
Afternoon, Amos.
Good afternoon.
I was at that game, Amos. I think one of the bigger questions is how the game came to be at Lawrence, at Bedford anyway, because this was a high school tournament game.
Right.
And for the team to, and the backstory is Lawrence North had beaten Bedford at Lawrence North High School. Both these teams were nationally ranked.
Okay.
And I just can't help but believe that Damon Bailey's status in Indiana had a lot to do with that game being played in Bedford. And Bedford had been to Lawrence North earlier that year, so they knew the diversity at Lawrence North High School.
Did you see these students in the gorilla suits, or did they make them take the gorilla suits off?
Amos, I didn't get a chance to witness that incident, but I will say that there was a lot of tension, and it was a rather hostile environment. And the bigger question is the Indiana High School Athletic Association, why they would even schedule a game there during a tournament. And because they clearly gave Bedford an unfair advantage, in my opinion.
I thought that when games are scheduled, it goes to that you either
–
You either go to neutral court or like the football, it is the team that hasn't had a sectional in a while or something like that.
It's been my experience, trust me, I don't follow it like mm-hmm. I used to, but mm-hmm. Picture the NCAA tournament and a team who's number one right now, Syracuse playing all their tournament games at home.
Yeah. So
that doesn't make sense. And that's similarly what happened. The girls were putting a lot of hard work in for them to get a raw deal like that and have to go to the opponents. And Bedford has a good team.
Yeah.
That's my input.
But
it should have never been there, Amos, in my opinion.
Are you proud then of the LN fans and team and how they carried themselves in that kind of difficult situation?
Absolutely, Amos, but it's indicative of how they carried themselves all year. Because
okay.
Bedford, again, they came to Lawrence North earlier this year and got beat rather convincingly. So I guess they needed to get an advantage. And
yeah.
And like I said, for a tournament, this was a Final Four. This was a semi-state.
Right, absolutely.
And for one team to get a home game, that's virtually unheard of, and that was that's my opinion.
All right, I appreciate that. Eyewitness, I appreciate that. Thank you. 239-1310, 239-1310, Sass News. Name is, and it is interesting that AC and Dave Calabro and Dave Firth and whoever does the sports at Channel 59, was it Chris Hagan? How come y'all ain't reported on this aspect of the story? Now, if that had been two IPS schools, if there had been some students at IPS, at an IPS school dressed like gorillas, y'all would have reported that. But it's Bedford North Lawrence and it's naming Bailey again. Come on, y'all. We'll be back. Oh, at the top of the hour, another candidate, Renee Pack, who is running for the Democratic nomination for Wayne Township Trustee. Tomorrow, City County Councilors Joe Simpson and Bob Osley will come and report about a plan to put some folks in the hood to work. I know that's shocking. Afternoons with Amos after these. Back to the phones and Romeo. Hi there.
Hey, Amos, how's it going?
Fine, sir.
Good. Just really two or three quick comments. You know, I think it was kind of healthy for the young girls to experience what they experienced, because if any of them are going to continue to the collegiate level, then they have to experience going into atmospheres like that. There's no excuse for racism, but I think the bottom line is the compliment, the exemplary way the staff, the teachers, the fans and the family went and exuded class.
Mm-hmm.
All the way through the whole situation, because at any point in time, anybody could have got upset, kicked off something, and it went awry. But I think the bottom line for the young ladies and for the staff is they need to be definitely implored and congratulated about how they carry themselves and how they witness this whole situation.
I absolutely agree. And television station 6813-59, what a great story.
Right.
To say
right.
How you overcome a negative. And then the other question is Damon Bailey. I remember when I first came to Indiana that Damon
right.
Bailey was it. They were writing books. What was it? That book. There was that book about Damon Bailey and Bob Knight was, just lusting after the opportunity to get, Damon to play for IU in Indiana.
Right. Right.
And you would think that some of the class and responsibility of Bob Knight would have rubbed off on him, because Bob Knight would have gone to those, take that stuff off now, right now,
definitely would have. But being a parent of an athlete, You know, you just have to prepare your children to go into atmospheres like that, especially if they're going to exceed in the collegiate level.
Yeah. You know, we hate that, but you're absolutely right. Let me go to Angela, 239-1310. Hi there. Angela? How are you?
I'm good. How about yourself?
I'm okay. What's up?
Mr. Willing.
Angela, you're on the air. What's up?
Oh, I was calling to let you guys know that the MLK building is open and is on West, it's 4040 West 40th Street.
Well, so the MLK building is open, but I understand it's only for the after school program.
Yeah, that's what's going on right now, and they're working on some things, but yeah, we are open for the after school program right now, but they're working on some things.
Well, they better hurry up and get some of the other programs like the senior. They're going to kick the poor senior citizens in that area to the curb. No place for them to go.
Well, we're working on that. We're working on that.
Well, hurry the heck up. You know.
All right.
All right.
Have a wonderful, blessed day.
All right. You